Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's own system. This is amazing stuff here, folks. It is April 17th. I cannot believe it. And I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager, and actually talking to you live from the Mesa Market. Here I'm helping my friend Roger Fouch tear down his booth for the season because it is a seasonal thing that he has here at the Mesa Market because all the snowbirds are heading on back, and we love all of you snowbirds because Roger did an amazing job this year on introducing Beamer to so many people, and I believe he signed on, I believe, around 30 new distributors either from the U.S. and or Canada just because of the exposure of getting Beamer. People are looking. People are looking, folks, and they are seeking out ways to improve their health. And Beamer, as we know, is the way to do that. So anyway, what is Blog Talk Radio? This is your opportunity, and Wednesdays is Roundtable Wednesday, where we have the opportunity to talk about any and all things regarding to Beamer, and we keep it all compliant. And then also, these shows are also recorded. As long as we keep them compliant, then they can be recorded. And in fact, last Wednesday, Marlies Vonk, a veterinarian, she did a wonderful interview with an individual. So make sure that you check out the recordings and listen to last week's recording of her interview that she had with a special guest. I'll just leave it at that. So how do we listen to the recordings? It's very simple. There's like four different ways that we can do this. I'm going to direct you to all four of them. The first one is by going to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Then you can look at all the recordings there. Also, if you can't remember that website, then go into your back office, your Beamer back office. So you go to backoffice.beamer.services, and then you will enter in your email address along with your password, or there's a couple options outside of doing that that are directly below that on how you enter your email address, and then you can have it sent directly to your email system and then open it up that way and or via text system as well. Then once you're in your back office, you can go to your distributor library. And in your distributor library, which is located on the far left side of your Beamer back office, when you click on that, there is the calendar. And they've redid the wording on it now, which is absolutely awesome. And so you just click on the calendar and open up the calendar, and then you'll see Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings they have Blog Talk Radio there. So you pass your cursor over that, and it will highlight a little bit, but then when you click on it, then it opens up the window all the way, and you can see the website to see the recordings. Now, those are two of the ways, just by typing it in and or how to search and find the website to read or to listen to the recordings of Blog Talk Radio. The other two ways are if you have an Android phone or an Apple phone, we have a free app that is available. It's free. Okay. Don't we like that word nowadays? It means so much more to us. Well, with that, if you have an Apple phone, it's your podcasts app, and that's a plural. So it's PODCASTS, podcasts. And you go to that app, and in the lower right-hand corner is a magnifying glass icon, and you click on that, type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and then that will bring up, there's only one option, and that is your blog, your Beamer Blog Talk Radio programs. You just click on that, and all the recorded programs are all right there for you. So you do have those available. And so then you can click on them and listen to the recordings right there from your phone. It's that simple. Now, if you have an Android phone, then it's Podcast Player. That's the name of the app, Podcast Player. So on Podcast Player, once again, since I don't have an Android phone, I'm not sure exactly how it looks, but find the search icon on there, type in the word Beamer. Once again, the options will show up, and then you can click on that. That will bring up your Blog Talk Radio programs, and then you can click on any and all of the different programs and go from there. So that's how we work that. All right. So now that we know how to do that, I want to hear from you guys, and I want to get some great questions and see if we can start helping answer any and all questions you might have that are Beamer related. So how do you do that? Well, if you are here live, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and that raises your little hand icon there, and then I am able to call upon you. And we can chat and have a good conversation. And it's fun when we actually get 2 or 3 people on here and I leave the microphones open and we just have a great open conversation about one topic or another. And we all learn from each other. And got to remember, even if people are fairly new, people come from all different business backgrounds or work backgrounds or life experience. And we can incorporate that all. Maybe one thing will resonate with someone and something else may not. But this is how we share information. This is how we learn, grow. Now, one thing I am going to be doing is that I'm going to be reaching out to everybody on my first line because Beamer has done a lot of changes here. We've gone through some different personnel changes in our corporate headquarters and in Liechtenstein and different things there. And I know a lot of people, they don't like change. Well, in this case, change is good. And with change, yes, it makes it where we have to think a little bit harder. Oh, darn. Hey, folks, we've got Beamers, okay? So we can get that blood flow going to our brains and change shouldn't be as difficult for us, right? Well, anyway, with these changes that are going on, they are simplifying things. Once again, they're reducing all the extra overhead. You could say they're cutting the fat out of things. Because remember, 20% of the income that is made by Beamer goes right back into research and development. And so when we are approached by individuals going, well, what about this product? And what about that product? And yada, 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 yada. Well, one, ask them a few questions about that product. How long has the product been around? Are they registered with the FDA? Are they class 2 cleared with the FDA? What is their research and development? What type of materials do they have? What type of proof do they have? All of these things have been produced and are available for us. There's other companies out there that are making up all sorts of lies. They're comparing themselves to Beamer. Well, why are they comparing themselves to Beamer? Because Beamer's number one. If you had a car, let's say you had a car lot and you had a certain brand of car, and are you going to compare it to the old Ford Pinto that, oh my gosh, if you rear end, you might explode? Or are you going to compare it to like a Mercedes or a Volvo and say, yeah, we're like Mercedes, we're like Volvo, we're is durable and sturdy and the whole bit? Okay, do you see where I'm going with this, folks? Anytime anybody tries to compare themselves to us, that means that we are number one. And then if they try to say that their product is better in some way, shape, or form, then you just ask them for the proof. I mean, anybody can make up all sorts of fancy words and different things like that. And then unfortunately, people fall for that. They don't realize what it takes to get to where we are at with Beamer, with all the medical studies with Beamer by name out there and the whole bit. So anyway, getting back out of that rabbit hole, let me crawl up out of it here, because since I am here mobile, I'm actually sitting here in my van using my phone as a hotspot on my computer. As you can say, it's like a little Fisher-Price studio I've got going. And yes, I've got the air conditioner going in here, so I'm not going to complain too much. I feel guilty as I'm watching Roger go in and out of the booth carrying stuff and putting it in a trailer. So I would appreciate if you guys press 1 on your phone and start bringing up further conversation, because the longer that we can run this program, the less work I'm going to have to do, okay? So don't tell Roger this, and we won't tell him how to listen to this recording, all right? Okay, so we have got a brave soul, and I'm going to have to put you on my Christmas list. So let's call on 281-413. You're live on Blog Talk. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, this is Tina Castillo in the Houston area.
Hey, Tina, how are you doing today? Good.
I'm doing good. Wanted to know if there was, has ever been a talk about getting practitioners in touch with other practitioners that are already in use. I have possibly a pelvic floor therapist and an acupuncturist who I have loaned my Beamer rentals to and are interested. But they want more information on how they put it into their practice, how they put use into their practice.
Oh, yeah, that's great information there. So we do have Chad Beiler, Dr. Chad Beiler with Beamer. Try to go through customer support. They can get you his contact information, or it might be in the directory in on who to contact. In our directory under Distributor Library. So if you go into Distributor Library, the very first section is, I think, how to contact or who to contact or whatever. You can check there. Otherwise, call customer support, and they can get Dr. Chad Beiler's information there, because I know he was doing like three-way phone calls with practitioners. That's one option. Another thing is reach out to your upline, and this is really great practice for you, Tina, and then for all those that are listening, is reaching out to your upline, and to do that under Distributor Library, under your back office, underneath where your little head figurine is, and there's the four little, there's the shop and different things there, they're like blue little rectangular items you can click on. And then down below that, there's a couple options in your back office then on your upline. And you can click through those and talk to your upline and make contact, because honestly, your upline will appreciate a phone call from distributors that are actively working the business. And when you're doing that, they're definitely going to want to help, because it helps benefit them as well. So in a situation like this, ask them, hey, do we have anybody on our team that is a practitioner, different things like that. So that is an option there. Another one is on Beamer Share. In Beamer Share, we also have different testimonials from practitioners and different things like that. But the biggest thing then is actually networking just kind of finding out from others and kind of develop your own, this might age me, get a Rolodex type of thing, and having a file system where you have people that you can contact if they're involved in sports or practitioners, different things like that. Does any of that help at all there?
Yes, that's perfect. I wrote all the notes, and I will definitely I think I'm going to use the Beamer Share so that I can track and see what he opens and or what they open and do some type of a drip on that.
Yeah, and do your homework. So look at your replicated website and maybe take some notes of how do I get to what information they might be interested in, and then you could text that to them. Another one is the life.beamergroup.com. Now, with that site, it's a little bit different than our replicated website, but they have some other information, material, testimonials, things like that. Review it as well. But when you do send somebody to that, let them know they don't need to put in their personal information or anything like that, because if they do, the company will automatically take that information and they'll think that that is a possible lead, and it will be an open lead, and then they will actually attach it to a distributor, i.e. a manager that is maybe local to the area that can help them out. So you want to prevent that from occurring. However, there is additional information, tools, marketing items in the life.beamergroup.com. Okay. So that is another resource. It's just a matter of educating your client when they're looking at that on what information they might find accessible. But ideally, in your situation, once they know what Beamer is and they've seen the information, to find someone on your team, your upline, and I'm sure you got information all the way up through your OD pluses, they would have somebody that they could connect you with then to where it is an individual that's a practitioner that is using it in their office, and then they can talk more in depth of, yeah, how do you use it in your office and that sort of thing. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what we're here for, and you definitely deserve this here. All right, folks, let's get some more calls coming in here, because the more calls that come in, the less work I'm going to have to do here in the lovely warm sun on tearing down this booth. So I appreciate being able to sit in the air-conditioned vehicle right now and do the show for you guys. So come on, everybody, help save me here. I'm holding your feet to the fire. All we need to do is press the number one on your phone, and we can go from there. Now, it was great what Tina brought up, and Tina brought up the aspect about practitioners. Dr. Burka is now really going out and helping out on different academies, and I know tomorrow evening in Phoenix, he is going to be doing a roundtable for practitioners prior to the actual Beamer presentation, which is the night before a two-day academy. And they're going to be doing more of these because they are getting more practitioners in. Now, a practitioner is any licensed individual. It could be like myself. I'm a licensed paramedic. I can go. A nurse, a massage therapist, acupuncturist, anybody that's licensed in the medical tend these. And so this is something too, Tina, is to be aware of academies, a live academy that is going to be coming into your area, and then see if they are also going to have a medical roundtable prior to the regular presentation the night before the academy. That is an option. Number two is that the company is not going to be having a convention this year, which was originally planned in September. What they're doing is, because they look at the number of people that need to try to travel and fly and the expense and the whole bit, and then the expenses of having a location and everything that goes on with a convention, the company is going to bring the convention to you. Yeah, they're bringing it to everybody. How are they going to do that? They're going to have at least 8 locations in the United States. They're hammering out the locations right now, and they are going to travel kind of like the road show. but it's going to be on longevity and convention all wrapped into one. It's a one-day event. And this is going to be also for guests, not just distributors. This is going to be also for guests. This is going to be huge, folks, because you're going to be not only as a distributor, but a guest will be able to come in. They're going to be able to see all the latest stuff with Beamer directly from Stephanie Gleim and Karsten and others from corporate. So they will be able to meet, shake hands, have their pictures taken with these individuals that are leading the charge and showing us where we're going in our future. It doesn't get more powerful than this. So when those dates and locations come out, definitely make a point to put in your calendar to go wherever that location is, because I can guarantee you, if you take guests there, they will end up signing on as distributors and chances are purchasing as well. And that's what we're finding out, is it is that impactful. It is that powerful. So this announcement will be coming out shortly, but just be ready. Okay, so what I would say is reach out to everybody that is on your team itself. And then from that, also anybody that you've shared the Beamer with, let them know that this roadshow, this like mini convention is going to be coming in. And there will be a minimal charge of like $15 a person. And the reason why they're doing that is because when they had it free last time, they had distributors that were scooping up 20 tickets and then maybe only used 10, and then only maybe 5 people showed up. So then we had all these empty chairs. So when you can put a little sting in the tail and say, have some commitment, then you're more likely to fill all those chairs, because there's a lot of people, unfortunately, that did get turned away because they thought that there were no tickets left and that wanted to go. And here we had other people that thought they wanted to go and ended up not showing up. So let's make it fair for everybody. And I tell you what, those that do take the time to go, it is going to be extremely well worth it. And I'm really excited about it, because I just know little things that I have heard that I can't share here, that our future is so bright with Beamer, with additional product line coming out, the science, the technology, Dr. Burka sharing different medical studies that are going to be published, that is just going to give us more teeth in the battle of people making all these false claims out there about Beamer and different things. We have all the proof. There is no argument whatsoever. We have all the proof of what Beamer can do, how it works, the whole bit. And unfortunately, we have other companies out there making up words that sound fancy. They're trying to compare themselves to us. They're just putting us in a PEMF field. And, you know, that brings us down another little rabbit hole I'm going to go down really quick here. People say, oh, well, we're PEMF. There's all sorts of devices out there. Do you realize with the FDA, there's no category such as PEMF? None. We are in the only category of healthy, smooth muscle stimulation. So we are a muscle stimulation device, which improves the microcirculation, the blood flow, all the way down to the cells. Also, we use frequency and we use magnetic wave. We use all three items to make things happen. All these other devices, they use one thing. They use PEMF, that's it. And does it have an effect? Sure, it's going to have an effect. Anything and everything out there will have some type of an effect. Is that effect going to be positive or negative? We don't know, because they don't have any studies proving one way or the other. So just know that this is how far we are ahead. And yes, there are companies that put together websites and they're using, like I said, Beamer as an example. But they're now, they're still using the Pro unit. They're using, they're comparing us to our original suite that we stopped using in 2007. And we've advanced our signal four times since then with our plus signal and our special mode and our coil configurations and the quality of our coils and all the other patents that are involved within our system. We are leagues ahead of anything else. So when you get these individuals that are saying things, just say, yeah, great, point me to that website. Let's take a look at that website together. And when you start reading through it, you're going to have a hard time biting your lip because you're going to see all the misinformation. What they do is they start off with a little bit of truth and they cover it with a whole bunch of lies. And so that's how they, it's the hook and bait type of thing. So they hook people and then they try to convince them through false information. So anyway, I will get back, I'll crawl back up out of that rabbit hole again here. So let's get some more hands raised here, folks. Let's not wait to the last 3 or 5 minutes of the show and then not be able to get everybody in. Let's raise your hand, press the number one on your phone, and let's keep this show a rolling here, okay? We've had some great information with Tina bringing up about practitioners, and then I shared with you about the new roadshow, and it'll have a different title to it that is going to be coming out. And yes, Canada, you're also going to be involved. I believe there's going to be approximately 4 locations in Canada that they will be going to also. So really exciting stuff with all of this and the announcements and the whole bit. Just know that we are moving in leagues ahead of anything else that is out there. And we're in here for the long run. And just remember too that Beamer never goes in debt on anything. They pay cash for stuff. They've never been in debt. And I can't say that about other companies out there that take giant loans just to try to get launched. And then they hope and pray that they can bring in enough revenue just to make ends meet. And what happens? You see them pop up. And it's like, what is that, that game that the kids play, the mole game where the mole pops up and you try to hit it with a hammer. Well, that's going to happen to us, folks, through our whole existence with Beamer. There's going to be other PEMF devices that they will pop up, and then they will go away. And another one will pop up, and then they will go away. And so just by knowing all the basics, the foundation of what Beamer is, why we are different from others, that will give you that Kevlar protection that no matter what anybody throws at you, you are going to be able to come back in a very polite, educated manner to share with them what the differences are. Because let's face it, these individuals, they're looking for something to help them with their health status or their family's health status or whatever the case may be. You never want to put them down. You never want to make them feel bad or anything for looking at other things. If they are starting to look, that is a huge benefit for us because now we get to share with them the information that is going to help them make the best decision to have something in their life. It is that simple. So look at these as positives, and then we just continue to move on from there. We got 15 minutes left, guys. Let's bring some more hands up. Press the number one on your phone. And let's go from there. I'm not going to go to this last 5-minute thing and then try to be kind and get everybody's questions in and have to shortchange you on time. So press the number one on your phone and bring up some more questions or comments or concerns you might have. Is it involving any questions involving the new EO or product support and how they're continuing to improve and develop and be able to replace different items? They're doing a really good job on getting the emails to people and getting whether it is the UPS shipping label or however, what they did find out is a lot of people don't have printers at home. So what they are also including now is a QR code or a barcode that the person can use and go directly then to the UPS store and show that to the UPS store. They can take it and then they can get it printed off right there and go that route. All right, we got another brave caller here. So let's go to 530-557. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, this is Kate calling.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. Let's see if you can help me, and you'll probably have a lot of people doing this. I really liked once you mentioned that your friend, in a simple explanation of what Beamer is in terms of the delivery of the signal, that is that Beamer uses PEMF to deliver a specific patented signal that, you know, stimulates the muscles of the body, including the smooth muscles of the circulatory system. Got that. I get confused between intensity and how to explain the difference between the aspect of the signal itself and PEMF.
So you're talking about the energy levels?
Yeah, like the difference between microteslas and hertz. The hertz is a representation. Can you do that as succinctly?
That would be something where, honestly, Kate, I would advise people just like to go on to Google and definition for hertz, definition for microtesla, and do your own homework on that. I don't want to attempt to try to explain it. I'm not an electrician as such, but they're all units of measure. And what can happen is a person can overcomplicate things by doing this when you're explaining it to people. The best results you're going to get with people is just saying, look, the Beamer works on frequency. It works on magnetic waves. And it works on muscle stimulation. It does all three items. And by doing such, this is working at the cellular level to get our blood flowing back to the areas that is needed. And it's then our bodies that are making the positive changes. Keep it that simple.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then if a person is wanting additional information, that's where you share the marketing material that Beamer has put together, which will compliantly explain in a video format to the people, because we need to remember that as distributors, we've seen the videos, we've read the literature, we've seen the pictures, we've had other people talk to us about things. So when we say something, we already have these images in our minds. Whereas the lay person has none of that. So when you're talking to them, it's very easy for their eyes to glaze over like the deer's eyes in the headlights of a car. And they're wondering what the heck, because they are not able to picture in their minds what you're trying to describe. Like they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So it's just a matter of keeping extremely simple, get their interest, and then use the marketing material to do the work. It's that simple. But and I did the same thing. Because being a medic, I love talking about the science. But all I did was confuse people. Once I simplified things, it made life a lot easier for me. So there you go. Any other questions, Kate? Okay, we may have lost her there. Okay, folks, let's bring on our next individual. Just press the number 1 on your phone, and let's bring up some more questions, because these are great questions. What Kate brought up was great as well. But once again, when we're starting to talk about micro Tesla and Hertz and different things like that. For the individual, for distributors that want to get more in depth into the science, or your practitioners or individuals like that, that's wonderful. But it is in our best interest to actually know where the material is to direct our people so that they can then listen, watch the videos that help explain all of that. That's why we want to keep it simple. Remember, we want to be able to make this duplicatable for just the layperson to be a distributor and just make it as simple as, well, can you watch this? Yes. Can you watch that? Great. Can you talk to one of my upline, one of my team members then, and they can help answer additional questions? You bet. Make it that simple. If we start to make it more difficult, then that is when people start to flounder. That is when people then are starting to slow down and they start to get discouraged and the whole bit. It's when we simplify things that actually the wheels of progress start to turn a lot faster. And so that's what we want to do. Now, as another topic that we can bring up, let's say that you've gotten somebody involved in Beamer. Where do we go from there? Well, we have got our onboarding guide that is in our Beamer back office under distributor library, and that's three words, onboarding guide. And you can type that in. That is a huge help. Once you've got someone on as a distributor, just print that off and or download it onto your computer and follow the steps on it. It is extremely simple to follow it, and it tells you exactly, here, go into your back office, show them this, show them that. And we have other videos then also in our distributor library to educate people on our distributor library. We have our e-learning, and we have additional education that is being developed by John Villasenor, who is in corporate, and they are putting together a new educational platform is going to help everybody at all stages, whether you're a brand new distributor, whether you have now just become a senior, and what do I do? Oh, I've become a group leader. Now what do I do? What are these changes in my back office? How do I use these changes in my back office? Oh, I'm now a team manager. Hey, look, there's additional changes. I have new tools in my back office, but how do I use these tools? So we're addressing all of these items, and they are now coming to bear because we brought them to everybody's attention during the advisory board committee meetings, where there are 12 of us from the field that have been selected. And for this first year, we meet once a month with corporate, and we go over, and it could be a 2-hour, it could be a 3-hour meeting. We stay there until everything, all questions are answered, and or the homework is given to us to help work on maybe developing a different platform or whatever. So that's another thing wonderful about Beamer, guys, is that Beamer and corporate is extremely active with everybody out in the field. They are using all the tools necessary so that we can continue to evolve and grow. Because let's face it, when you have somebody in corporate, and they might have a great idea, but it's not going to be functional when you apply it out in the field. So ultimately, what is our goal? Our mission goal is, our mission statement is, to get a Beamer in every house and a Beamer in every barn. That's simple. How do we go about doing that? Well, then we have to have the tools to make that happen. And those tools are, how do we introduce Beamer to people? How do we get them interested in Beamer? How do we have a compensation plan that makes it palatable and exciting for people to get involved? And then from there, how do we duplicate this system and make it simple for others to get involved and for people to know that there's security? That there's security for our future. It's not like we've been around for just 2 years and we don't know where we're going to be in another 2 years. Beamer's been around for 25 years, and we're continuing to go into the future for another 25, 30 years more, greater. they have so much stuff in research and development that it would blow you away where things are going to be headed. And so our job as distributors is to learn the basics and develop these basics and learn as we go and develop communication with fellow team members and have fun. Have fun changing people's lives. Have fun changing your own life first. You are the number one individual by using the Beamer for yourself and developing your own testimonial, because the question's always going to come up, do you use the Beamer yourself? And I can look them straight in the eyes and go, you darn right I do. I use it 2 times, 3 times, sometimes 4 times a day. In fact, I was here helping my buddy Roger yesterday. I was bending over. I was twisting. I was wiping down some dust off the side of a TV, and I felt something go a little bit in my lower back, and it's that little stabbing sensation. I'm like, okay, what did I just strain? So last night I was beaming my back, and this morning, and I'm functioning, and I'm capable of carrying everything again today and working up to speed. So I have, it seems like I keep developing more and more testimonials as I go along. I hadn't ridden my bike for 3 months. And this last Saturday, I did a 62-mile bike ride that was an organized bike ride with the bike race that I was working on in Redlands, California. It was a 5-day event as I work also as a driver, driving all the officials following the race as the race progresses. And so on Saturday, I did a 62-mile bike ride. I hadn't been on my bike for 3 months. And my legs were feeling it during the race. Now, I beamed beforehand, and I was able still to keep up with people that had continued riding and not taken any breaks. Now, I didn't have all the pistons firing like I normally would beforehand, but yet I was still able to enjoy the ride. And then I beamed when I got home, beamed the following morning, and my legs weren't sore. That's unheard of. That is totally unheard of. So, man, I could go on and on and on. So just knowing, developing the skills, learning where our tools are at, on where we can find this education, and then taking it upon ourselves to take the time. And it could take just 5 minutes, guys, if you took 5 minutes a day. Log into your back office, pick one or two items. Imagine if you did that every day. In 1 week, how much farther ahead would you be on your knowledge about Beamer? So it's that simple, okay? So we're coming down to a minute left here. And so I just want to tell everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart of showing up here. I know we got started a little bit late here. That was my fault. I didn't have the program entered into the system like I should have. So that was my fault for that happening. But anyway, make sure you listen to Equine Thursday tomorrow morning. They are phenomenal as always. And then on Testimonial Tuesday, try to get more people from your team involved. And not only if you don't have anybody below you, reach out to the people above you and say, hey, do you want to be able to get on Blog Talk Radio with me and help out and maybe do a testimonial? I would love to hear your testimonial. Can you do it on Blog Talk next Tuesday? So help me out to help you guys out so we can develop great shows that we can share with other people. So I want to thank Kate. I want to thank Tina. Great, great information. Great questions that you brought up. And with that, folks, we're going to go ahead and end the program, and I'm going to get back to work now. So I want to thank you for this lovely break in the air conditioning. So with that, folks, take care, share Beamer, change lives, change your own life, and let's go out and have fun out there. So everybody, let's Beamer on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.